should encourage and help one another in doing good work. Further, we read in the hadith, وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث إلى بني حيان بن حزين فقال لينبعث من كل رجلين أحدهما والأجر بينهما. On one occasion, it was necessary for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send an expedition, a jamaat for jihad to Bani Lihya, for them to accept Islam, give them da'wah and accept Islam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from every two people, that is the people who will be going in jihad, every two people, one should proceed, and the reward will be shared by both. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged them to go out in jihad, and said from all two people, one should go, one should stay behind. And the one who stays behind, he either helps that person who is going out, or he looks after his family. In this way, both of them get the reward. So in this way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the ummah that on all good work, do it yourself. When you cannot, then help out somebody else who is doing that good work. And in that way, you also become a partner in that good work. The Bani Lihyan were disbelievers. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an army mujahideen against them. The hadith reinforces the idea that not every person should go out in jihad. Jihad is only first on certain occasions for everyone. That is, when it is like in the Battle of Tabuk, when it was that everyone had to go in jihad. So otherwise, normally jihad is not first on everyone. There should be a party that is engaged in jihad, and the others should be there to support them. Those who remain behind to serve the needs of the families of the Mujahideen will be equally rewarded because they are aiding in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So in any other good work, like for example, the building of a masjid, there will be those people who will donate towards it and they will get that sawab for them. The running of madrasas, etc. People who will donate, they are not actively engaged in teaching, etc. But they are supporting it, whether it is financially, in kind, in advice, in whichever way. But they support it, they also get the same reward. So Allah Ta'ala has made it, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us many ways how we can get our great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. The hadith also highlights the fact that Muslims should work together as a united front, helping and aiding one another in good causes. That is, we should, all of us can't do everything. Some of us will be actually engaged in the actual work which is required, and therefore they cannot, for example, go out and earn their living because they are engaged in daily work, while others are not in a position to start with the daily work, but they have got the temperament, they will go out and earn. In this way, not only in earning and in money matters, but in all matters, we should try and support one another, and the sawab will be shared by all. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.